The following presentation is from North Pine Baptist Church. We trust that it will help you learn more about God and His message for the world. For more information and to connect with us, visit npbc.org.au.
Thank you. arises and for you. This is a matter of encouragement to you. What sort of encouragement do you give to your husband to enable him and support him in his calling as a father? And then there are those amongst us, the single ladies, who are looking for future husbands, or perhaps that's what they want to do. And so this is about thinking about what sort of biblical characteristic would you want to look for in a man who you hope one day might be the father of your children. And then amongst all of us here today, there's what I call spiritual fathers. So you might not have children, or you might have children, but you're a spiritual father because you are in a place where there's a whole lot of children who are looking up to you, who need people who have this godly, father-like characteristic to shine in their life. And so this sermon is just as much for you as well. So what I'm saying is for all of us, but I'm not. As we think about the biblical importance of fathers. So, fathers, how important are you? There are fathers who, when their children come with an A on their report card, ask them, why didn't you get an A+? There are fathers who will be looking for something in the house and they can't find it, and they blame everyone else in the house only to discover it was there all the time because you're a man and you can't see it. It's right in front of your face. But they won't say sorry to everyone that they blame. There are fathers who, when they are out in public, are so nice and so charming, but who are distant and demanding and emotionally specific behind those closed doors. I can give you hundreds of stories of people who have spoken to me about what their father did and how their father treated them. And these same people had to be confronted by a reality that as they read the Bible, they read that God is a father. That God is a father. Father saw
bring that father to the table in your life. You're a powerful father. A culture-sized father. The worst father in the world. The father who says to their children, or to those who are around you, I've got a right, and they don't even acknowledge it, but just say, here I am. Let's celebrate. We live our lives knowing that we have a father who is so aware of our sin. And when we come before him, Father, I've sinned against heaven, against you, and I'm no longer worthy. And he doesn't even say, all he says is, come on, God. And then you live out of that. Because when you're a father who understands that, then you can be the same father who looks in love and acceptance towards the children when they get it wrong. So you take the grace that the Father has shown you, and then as a father, you show that grace to everyone who's around you. You live a life of grace. You show the people around you, and you treat the people around you in such a way that you don't hold them into their past, but you hold them into the strength of God's grace. And you're not going to keep on bringing things up, reminding people and you give them all the things that they've done wrong. But you press them forward
Thanks for joining us for this presentation from North Pine Baptist Church. For more information and to connect with us, visit npbc.org.au.